Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm very happy to welcome Melanie Cutting back, and she's going to be doing her movie reviews again here on theCUBE, and her show is called Back to the Movies. So welcome, Melanie.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be back.
It's very nice to have you back. So what movies do you have for us today?
Well, as I was mentioning a moment ago, I have not been to see a movie in the past little while, and the two movies that we did see in the recent past are now no longer available in English, but I can talk a little bit about those. I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on them, but we did see, we meaning my husband and I, and often some friends, went to go to the movies, and we saw the Joker, Folie à Deux, I think. It's the second Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, and in this case, Lady Gaga. And I guess that's it. It's only available now in French, but I don't think that's a big problem because it was kind of a terrible movie. So I wouldn't recommend, frankly, seeing it in any language. The other movie, though, which we saw in English when it was playing in English, was wonderful. And it was called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I was a big Beetlejuice fan from the one that was made way back in the 70s. And I thought, this is so much fun. And I had it for a while. I had the videotape. I probably still do. And then when I realized that, you know, many years later, I think it's 25 years later, they've decided to come out with a new follow-up, Beetlejuice. And I said, wonderful. So we did indeed go to see that movie. And it was what I expected. It was fun. It was colorful. It was clever. It had great acting. At least like three of the original actors from the first Beetlejuice were in this one. The sad part is that it's not there in English anymore. If it were in English, I would say you should go and see this because it really is just a hoot. And if you saw many years ago, if you saw the first Beetlejuice and you liked it, then you will like this one. It really hasn't suffered very much. It was, I thought, often sequels are not wonderful, and this one really kind of held up well. The story was clever, and it certainly wasn't a total repeat of the first one, but sadly, it's not there anymore, which means, of course, that it is either already on video, but for like a lot of money, or it will be soon on one of the streaming services for probably not much money. In any event, those two are the movies that we actually have been to see. But I did make a list for your interest. I did make a list of the movies that are currently playing at the Maison de Cinema, which is the movie theater downtown. And I counted that the total number of films there is an astonishing 19. And I don't honestly remember there being 19 movies in the past, but that is just a lot of movies all at the same time.
It is, all at the same time. That's amazing.
Yeah. I thought, wow, that's so impressive. But the ones in English, okay, are the one is called Conclave, and that one has very recently opened. And that seems to be not the only adult movie, but definitely an adult movie having to do with the Catholic Church and selecting a pope. Ralph Fiennes is in it. Anyway, it looks wonderful. So my intention is sometime during the week to go and see Conclave and perhaps be able to report a little more in depth on it next time. So that's one that's there now. There's another one called I Shall Not Hate, which is in English with subtitles in French, and it involves a Palestinian doctor who lost his four daughters in the conflict in the Middle East, in Israel. And it's called I Shall Not Hate because he is making a real effort to not hate. And I read about it and I heard a little bit about it and I thought, again, this looks like a movie that could be very much worth going to see. Another movie, again, in English is called We Live in Time. And it looks like a grown up, an adult movie about a young couple who have a child. And according to the previews, it looks as if there is a serious illness within the couple. So I thought, okay, well, I'm not sure I would rush to go and see that, but it does have quite a good cast. And another movie coming that's there now called The Substance. And this is with Demi Moore, who's kind of back acting. I think she was in at least semi-retirement for a while. And this struck me as an adult horror film. So there's several other horror films that I'll mention because they're being Halloween and all. There seem to be maybe more horror films playing locally than normal. And this one looks good. It looks like if you would like to see a movie with Demi Moore where she plays someone who is like really well preserved, which I think she actually is, then she's taking some kind of chemical that keeps her very, very young looking. Anyway, it's gotten surprisingly very good reviews. So it's not one that I would say, oh, looks like a silly kid movie. It doesn't look like a silly kid movie. It looks like it could be an interesting grown-up film. And then there are two other movies that have been there for a little while. One is called Smile 2, and the other one is called The Terrifier 3. And these are pure and simple horror films, very much seasonal for Halloween. I didn't spend a whole lot of time looking at them, but they're in English. And if you have teenagers, these might be the kinds of things that would be fun for you, fun for them. And finally, the last movie is quite new. Again, another horror film, but this time a big budget one. It's called Venom: The Last Dance. There have been several Venom movies. And this is, obviously, this is the last one. Again, I'm not a big Venom fan, and I don't know a whole lot about it. But if you like horror films, and especially if you've enjoyed Venom movies in the past, this is one that you might want to go and check out. Further to going to the movies, I thought rather than spending forever talking about the movies and trying to get caught up on all of those movies that I haven't seen yet, I'll just mention that the Maison de Cinema has a new, pretty new, or maybe a year old now, special theater called the Lux Atmos. And what's special about it is the seats are particularly comfortable. The sound is particularly good. And the whole atmosphere is kind of nice. It doesn't rival what apparently you can find in some of the larger cities now, which is recliner seats and full meals in your chair and so on. We're not there yet, but this is probably the next best thing that we're going to have here in Sherbrooke for a while. It does cost more to walk in the door. And actually, when you go in, you choose your seat ahead of time, which is not a bad thing to do. And it costs a bit more. A regular for 14 to 25 years old, it's about $8 or a bit more for general entry. If you're an oldie but a goodie, 65 and up, it's a little more than that. It's $8.70. Unfortunately, on the website, they've put all the information in with including the tax. So you have to sort of factor out, okay, how much is the tax going to be? The movies are not terribly expensive. Yes, they're expensive if you compare it to sitting in your living room and watching streaming service. But in general, the bang for your buck when you go to the movies and you pay somewhere in the neighborhood of $6, $7, $8, maybe $9 tops, is really, really good. The sound is, even in the theaters that are not deluxe Atmos, the sound is very good. Well, beyond very good, actually, it's excellent. And the chairs are pretty comfortable. So if you want an experience, not just I'm going to turn on my TV and watch television, going to the Maison de Cinema is a good bet, and a not very expensive bet. So something I would recommend. There was a couple of other things I wanted to mention, but I won't go on and on. Just to say that, we have the Salle Luxe. It's an extra $3.04, but well worth it, I think. If there's a 3D movie, there's that too, is a little bit extra. And they still have the system of what they call CineCart, and you get a certain number of films. I think it's 8 films for, I guess it's about $70. It's, again, they don't tell you how much it is, including the tax. It says this is how much it is without the tax. A good way to go to the movies and basically only pay a certain amount each time without having to worry about what am I going to have to pay extra. You get a what they call a CineCart. Present your CineCart to go in the theater, and boom, you're done. You don't need real money, so to speak. I should mention there has always been and there continues to be a bit of a problem with the actual website. If you go on the website and there's a poster, a mini version of the poster for whatever movie, and they have a little E and a little F, English and French. And I think those are probably current for a little while, but after a bit, it's no longer current. So we have to delve a little further into the website to see, okay, exactly what language or languages is this movie in? Because it may say English and French, and then you discover, oh, no, it's only French. Or it may say English and French, and it had been both for a week or two, and then one disappears, typically the English version. So again, don't take the little E and the little F on the website as gospel, because it's not. There are lots of movies that have simply not been updated as to what language they're available in. Anyway, so again, just I don't know if folks have continued to go to the movies. When we go, it's seldom packed, but especially for some movies, there's lots and lots of people. And I think that's good, because I think it's good for people to get out. I think when you go to see a movie in a big theater on a big screen with big sound, it's really a different experience. And here, I'm sorry, just checking. It says admission générale, general admission. It says $10.65. So really, the general admission is a deal if you're either quite old or quite young. General admission for the average person is $10.65. But again, worth it. Also, there's a number of restaurants downtown. If you wanted to go to the movies and then have dinner afterwards, there's a few that are close by, very much within walking distance. Or if you'd like to go have dinner first and then go to the movies, again, it's all close by. So downtown is the place to be especially on a rainy day when there's not much else to do outside. So go to the movies, sit back, and have a good time.
Okay, sounds like a lot of fun, Melanie. Anything else before we go?
I think I have said my piece. There's one very good movie, I think. I'm assuming it's very good because it looks to me to be very interesting, but it's coming next week. So it's not there yet. I won't take up a lot of time with that, but it's coming, and it's called Here, H-E-R-E, the word here. And when I looked at the previews, again, this is something you can do on the website and look at the previews, it looks quite a bit like Forrest Gump. It has a Forrest Gump vibe, And in fact, it not only has a Forrest Gump vibe, it actually has two of the people from Forrest Gump, Robin Wright and the actor who played Forrest Gump, whose name escapes me as I'm trying to think of it. Anyway, so that's what's coming next week, among other things. That's the one movie that's coming next week that I would really like to see. First priority will be to go see The Conclave, which is there now, and then this movie that's coming. I would strongly recommend, and I should say this just before I go, if you see a movie that looks interesting and it's in the language that you prefer, go see it. Because if you wait, even only a week, it's often the movie has sort of passed its time in English and is now only in French. That used to make me very angry, and it still makes me very angry, but I suppose they have their reasons for that. But the word to the wise is don't wait for, you know, oh, this has got to be, you know, the right night or the right afternoon, or better go, otherwise it won't be there anymore. That's it for me for today. Back to the movies.
Back to the movies, and we're talking with Melanie Cutting. Thanks very much, Melanie, and looking forward to hearing your show on Wednesdays at 1:30 here on theCUBE. Great information you gave us, and we look forward to having you back. Thanks, Melanie.
Yep, it should be fun. Okay, thanks.